Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Say, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack the legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out. To me, if you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it, slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock that to dawn, yes, I still rock on.
Playing from
take nothing faith by the chairman. Then I hear a lot of people saying freedom on, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve. Big nigga in every city, of course, from the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx, gotta mention the Chief, Malik, what they call him, the homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin', it's a secret society, all my niggas is real, shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal, and can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind, the time you gotta lose just to win, they said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reese and Tim, or mention Jack Bobo, and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. Heavy statement, count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead I take advantage, look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks, and in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dog. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We keep that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's so long. Damn.
Myself, nigga. I keep that blicky with me.
Keep the blicky with me. This my New Year resolution. Tell me who was shooting. Tell me who was on the news. Niggas don't need to answer questions.
question when they up in their room. Guess they gotta play their position, little homie, just be cool. We was stuck up in the basement trying to find another way. Hope we see some light, pray we finally see some better day. Then I found the route, the money was the only other way. When you win, it seem like everybody trying to get a taste. Can't relate, slamming past like heavyweight. Serving place, no dinner, they were nigga in my DNA. I count the money before I fuck the bitch. She say I'm stingy, guess I'm celibate. Only time I fuck is when I'm thumbing it. Breaking down these bed, don't need a scale. It free my nigga locked behind the wall, didn't tell. It's fuck them niggas, they know who they is. It's fuck them niggas still. Trying to dodge the feds and count a meal.
Let's go. 2021, I don't need no honey niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep a honey bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me. 2021, I don't need no honey niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep a honey bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me.
Here's up, eyes open, the fist clench. This here be the chairman, Fred Huffin Jr. Coming in the Black Panther Party, coming in, hit y'all living this here politics. You see, this here is a PSA, a people service announcement. In regards to they getting them hitting us from every which way, including motherfucking loops. From locking us down to coronavirus to the police shootings. And then every time we raise up and demand justice above us, these motherfuckers quick to rename and defame us as another bunch of rioters and looters. You see, we cutting cover from the cloth with cats like Pop. And we got them, we gon' ride this motherfucker out to the last beat and the motherfucking bullet drop.
Torture. But that's all right, because we said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, and after I'm locked up, and after everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
Right.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint a picture with some mud. Streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take some facts home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of mauling, fuck the law, they label all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us on, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the books, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third eye more awake than I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers tried to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it, known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Imagine if you could go back.
In this rotten mess, molested real strategy and pick out enemies. Who stands accused of the abuse? My own kind of wide part. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim the whole. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, shattered. Black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Babies can produce and rise.
picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur?
How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was them and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his hat and bust in self-defense, my only option. Goddamn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bed. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Movements to prison was a consequence of their beliefs and actions taken in the course of struggle against U.S. oppression of other people. Again, if we take it to the context of what the prison is, what police are, and those are armed forces, and then the prison system is essentially a place held captive for most of our revolutionaries, you begin to understand why Constance prison of war, why we say this. So prison of war is a sanctioned national combatant orally and internationally armed conflict who was held in confinement for acts in support of people struggling for freedom, self-determination, and independence. And just a quote from Judge High State's first off legal with this child. It said that the Constance Court was illegally preserved by federal law enforcement of officers. That's undoubtedly true. The Freedom of Information Act documents received and evidence at trial shows that the rights of Dr. Shakur, rights that he and others share, were violated by the court's program. Again, just to reiterate, you can tell a revolutionary, but the revolutionary work still doesn't stop. Dr. Matula will continue this his work, mentorship, Black culture workshops, hip hop summits, and a guide to young men. Still, one thing we hear about Matula through either the sign or the people around you, notice that he brings community around him, he's a family man, that he always involves wants to operate to be in the struggle to free our people, to love our people, embrace our people, but also to fight for our people. And this is a legal history. In 1996, he was eligible for parole here. In 1998, Judge Nicholas Rule Shakur was sentenced under new guidelines and not eligible for parole hearing. In 2002, parole hearing gave a 15-year hit. The BOP projected release date was February 10th, 2016, but April 7th, 2016 amended for parole height, and currently he's still being held captive to this day. And just to go on record, Matula Shakur was only guilty of one thing, and that was fighting for his people and being in trouble with his people and loving his people. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
One of the things about Matula is that he was sentenced under an old law, which required him to serve I believe like 85% of his time or 30% of his time, and they changed the law, which was, well, I think it was quite concerned, like 60% of his time required him to serve 85%. They're still trying to hold him to the new law, but he wasn't charged under that. But he actually has served out in Texas over 30 plus years in prison. So he just had an appeal just recently. There's a campaign that continuously advocates on his behalf that he just got denied appeal again. They had been holding him hostage on a caveat where it actually called him folks like you in a room, and he was, you know, I guess they didn't like what he was talking about and had penalized him for that. So his whole record in jail had been clean. He had no disruption, he served his time, he's done his time in Danton, he was released, in 2016, they're still holding him in there, like many others. And we can't deny or celebrate that been recently released.
meet you, brother.
Good brother, good meet you. And put this y'all over here. And it is just by taking everything and Chairman Fred is doing everything that I came here to talk about. I came to talk about political business, but it's the introduction. I guess we're going to be on a panel discussion. So we just come, I'm just going on Brother Scotty. I represent the Real Collective and the Shut Up Prison Men here in Chicago. We rebuild the thing as Council Unity. That we citizens of the baskets of under American rule, that we are not Americans, but we are members of the New African Nation, and that we recognize absolute that every New African Nation national, that we oppose all forms of colonialism, discrimination, and papers. And our point to unity is in the paper, so I'm not going to read them all. But I'm a member of the Rebuild Collective and the Prison Ministry here in Chicago. And then as we have this discussion, I'll further elaborate. This is my wife of 4 years. She put up with a guy. I'm a former friend as well. And I am a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. And I see my wife with you.
And the wife has the name that is her name in the state of London. And I'm representing Shut Up Prison Ministry, but also, if we have time, one of the political prisoners who was recently released, and that's now named here, I'll be talking about that.
It's a brother.
Yes, sir.
That is and then that, I had ideas in the neighborhood and the narrative relations, given all the bunch of positive energy that I had, and we will continue to come back down.
That she can talk about.
can you share any stories or any accounts or about political prisoners you know about being a prisoner? What was the process behind that? You know, if you can disclose that information, please speak to that regard as well.
Yes, may I speak on that?
Jimmy, you
still there?
Yes, sir, we're lovely.
I love this guy here. I just want to talk about it. When I got out, the chairman was a cub. Now, he was a little cub. And when I got out, he was a official right over there when he killed Fred Hampton. And, you know, he's such a little guy. And as the years went on, I saw him come out. Got out, and then they
Can you remember the Arab Arab
Pattern?
No, I'm
talking about Arab Pattern.
And I just wanted to
family I keep. My husband and I, as ministers, were able to marry him. And his wife, after he got out of the penitentiary, it was a beautiful
ceremony.
Chow Hall,
guard by the name of Boyd, August 1998, shot at me through the gun tower. And one of the prisons, back in the main Conlon prison, pushed me out the way. He caught the bug shots from his collarbone. Infamous Menard, ironically the same Menard that Chairman Fred was in 1969, was there in 1999. It's a common tactic. I don't think Menard was, you know, say mental health issues or you name. They were placed in the cell with you. And the best way for you do, if you come out, because it be the jailhouse murder. You know what I'm saying? So this just, it was continuous attempts to keep me on capture. I take for granted that my sanity is alive. And all the people that don't feel happy. And the movie Abu Jamal, I just can't stress enough. Not to take for granted the loved ones or people that, you know, they even alive, you know what I'm saying? So again, this has, the tragedies that occur in these places. I'm gonna paraphrase, like this is a book, Dragons Come, and they say, you go visit your loved, the grass on the outside is clean, good, the sons, your daughters, your husbands, are being taken back to dehumanized, you know, in many cases, murdered.
This morning, the brother, Imam Malik, went to court. They didn't kill him. First he had a court case, then they didn't let him go win his court case. Well, so he's like this. Mother brought some, the one that just called Jeff Moore, that's in that Supermax prison in Colorado, where they don't let people see anybody. Anyway, they gave him a parole here this morning. And then tell the family, didn't even get the lawyer could come up, the lawyer had another case. We're still waiting to see what kind of decision they get. And then I want to introduce his brother that just came in. This is Brother Togo. He was a local prison outside of Gary Sassoon. Introduce yourself.
My name is Zolo Agona Azania. I've been 27 years and 3 months on death row, and all together, I was released from death row into the general population. I spent almost to the day 35 and a half years total. But at the time, I was in clandestine activity, so I was a major spaces person. I was scooped in the door, and our intentions were, as they are today, is to be free on an independent land that we call our own. But in the process of that, I want to go back a little bit and say something about one brother who was released. I'm not going to say his name right now because he's still real touchy. But they had been complaining about the New Jersey Turnpike for a while. They said something is going on in the New Jersey Turnpike. Okay, but then years later, come to find out, we got a wild west. That we take for granted today. And this brother did all that time in prison, which is more than me. So I'm in a position to speak on for them, because I was also in the situation that they were in. We didn't all know each other. It was all about the same thing. And that's how it was. And one thing I can say, if we were the failures up to a point, the only thing what they did right, we was never infiltrated. Even to this day, we did something right.
All right. I'm very thankful that God has never said, you know, God has a name for the nation. And I'm going to say, this is America. So, you know, the lifestyle back then, you know, it was down there. But today, you know, the earth is all higher now. It's just a higher thing. I just want brother to meet you. We talk about Matulu. Now he's left enough a legacy right here for us. Some of us are reject right here. We've been doing ear acupuncture with 5 points. And we do ear acupuncture. We form a connected called liberation healing. They're dealing with trauma. And you know, people are calling us, but the Illinois has not had
the law to allow us to be the facts. So, but you know, we're doing, not only does it stop addiction, this was that when I met Matulu, it was in 78, I went to the meeting, beach house in New York, with sister named Safia Bukhari. She was there and we were talking about the same topic we got now, but we were talking about what does a political prisoner, what is a political prisoner? Is everybody a political prisoner? Is everybody a political prisoner because they locked up within the industrial complex? And we begin to define unconscious, the unconscious, what called lump and proletariat. Are they political prisoners? And the idea of ripping and robbing and doing everything to the people. But a political prisoner is a conscious is the criteria for truth. You know, once you become conscious and you start doing conscious things, you start helping people, serving people, feeding the people, doing things with the, you know, then you become political. And that's what makes you a political prisoner. Political prisoner was when you actually move on. I decided about your court getting liberated. Yeah. I'm getting ahead. But I want to talk about the ear acupuncture. We're doing it. We treat people. It's healing. It cuts down on anxiety. And it makes you feel good. It gives a different point. Jack, you might want to talk on some of that.
Maybe at the end we can talk about
that. Just talk about what the legacy that our political prisoners left us, you know, and how we can carry that on, how we can support things like letters and just stuff like that.
I just want to go back and interject something just to add on to what you're not taking nothing away.
Yes,
anything away, but practice is also quite true. You see, and so we were putting it down, as the brother said, but made mistakes, you know, and the South American model, the two tomorrows, that there was no difference in what we were doing. And what was happening in Cuba was different from what we are unique. We are colonized people fighting in the belly of the beast. The whole world is waiting. The Arabs want to support us, but we're in a weak position. And they cannot support us because they do have to have to choose sides. So we're going to have to narrow the factionism among us. That took place in 1969 when they murdered Fred Hampton. So we haven't recovered from that yet.
That's right.
That's right, you see? That's what it's
about. That's right, man.
And those of us who took a different route other than above ground, we made a vow of poverty. We gave up everything. We gave up family. We gave up everything. We gave up our life. So I didn't expect to survive. And now that I'm here, I don't have a physical strength. And the vision that I used to have when I was young. But what I'm doing is I'm focusing on women and children. It's the women who are more ready right now. And the men are so far behind mentally, and there are some who are looking at, for an example, but they're leery because they live that backstabbing gutter life in the street, and they don't know what to trust is. And then some of their family is not all to varying degrees. All of them are dysfunctional. All of us are dysfunctional families. You never was before the trauma and the collective brutality of the shadow slavery for 500 years or more. We never, y'all free in this goal. What is free? It's a state of mind. It's a state of consciousness. I was free all the years I was in prison by keeping my mouth shut and be quiet and enjoying my freedom. But at the same time, I had to use the tools that I had to try to fight for my life. And for a while, I was good. It's not about you're the innocent. Please, everybody, the next time if you go to court anywhere, remember this, it's never about guilt or innocence in the United States Court of Law. It's about due process. The process that's due. The United States Supreme Court ruled in the case of Pharrell versus Collins was the case in which it was two
Mexican, was a Mexican man named Herrera. He was on death row for killing a police officer about some kind of reason. Well, the detective said investigated the case, made a mistake, and they came forward at the end and said, that they affidavit saying that, that his brother did it, but his brother was dead now. But they made a mistake. One of the federal law district courts ruled granted. And then the appeals court, I'm not sure if it was different or the other stuff, I think it was different, I'm not sure what they ruled, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled, and that can't take it past that man's new trial and execute him by stating that it is not unconstitutional, I'm paraphrasing, it is not unconstitutional to execute the innocent found guilty properly. It is not unconstitutional to execute the innocent found guilty properly. The U.S. Supreme Court made the decision in 1991. I told everybody that I'm a death row in the past, so everybody in my case, don't mention nothing about innocence in my case. It said nothing about that whatsoever. We focus on due process and due process only, and we stand in the court for better than tax and losing by decision. That came, I read it,
one of the mistakes that we made, even on the inside, we focused
military, over in the state. Because the young brothers we're working with, they don't have that consciousness to self-discipline. So self-discipline has to come first. The gun doesn't think. That's easy to do. But we have to think things through. We have to. So there's some programs underway right now. Brother Nancy, I can't use his slave name. One in Africa. And Charles Geronimo got the water wheel in the village. Remember Geronimo Prep, Geronimo Jijako, they got the water in the village. What they're doing is they have interchange.
We got to be innovative, like you said, new year. So what we do, we take people, young people from their neighborhood, and we take them in there, and we do it like out there in a natural scene, and back campus, and keep them there, then get them to talk, get them to talk. And they not worried about no drive-bys, they not worried about no the sound, they were not worried about none of that. Crickets and stuff, and little maybe bears, somewhere like out there. And you talk about it, and this is what's going on. Get them to get the taste of this land. They don't have the taste of the land. They totally alienated from. And see, and then you get to then get them thinking of, and then recognize what they say. Ask them ideas like you just got to say. Have them to tell you. Don't tell them everything. Have them to tell you, and you say yes or no, that's right. If you say no, then you explain. If you say yes, you're going to follow through with that. You're going to get them involved in personal, got personal stake in that.
That's an excellent. I felt that was an excellent question. Again, I want to hear from some of these five people who have to look at. Because one of the things that we're talking about political prisoners, and we're talking about freeing them all, and then what is a political prisoner? Then how do you get actively involved in that? We got some literature and stuff to talk about political prisoners. I know that we're talking about the situations happening in our communities today, but when you talk about freeing political prisoners and what's happening with our people, how are you going to get involved in that? Particularly you college people, what I call y'all. You college people, you doctors, you lawyers, you whatever, you want to be, your master's degree people, what are you going to do? See, because you can have an educated group. If you don't apply to, life, and that's what I say. Am I living for the moment or the movement? So what am I getting my education for? My education, what I call it. So, I want to hear from y'all. What are you trying to do with the education that you got? Go ahead, Dustin.
United States. Now we have children grandchildren, my husband and I, we have nieces, nephews who all live in Texas. And when I saw the news, what I did was begin to call and pray for our children who were still living, to cover them, and to continue to pray for them. It is really unfortunate that we live in a country that we've got to be hesitant about whether your child leaves in the morning, whether they'll make it back home at night. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. And I'll just go on in terms of what I wanted to bring out in this paper. Look at page 13 and 14. This is about a political prisoner in February 15, 2022. He was released from prison. Maybe such a person that should be released. It was hard for my family, my husband, and I. Going into his case, first asking for compassionate release because he's very ill. Right now, he's very, very ill. Compassionate release and working with his lawyer to dictate to the lawyer what he should do. I know his judge by name. Her name is Rebecca Hallmeyer. How is it that I know? Because of the years we spent trying to get him released. And finally, he was locked up, and some of the brothers probably know, he was locked up under the new law and the old law and had three life sentences. How do you have three life sentences? He's not Jesus and any of the others that are in there, but he had three life sentences, and today he is out because of the work. Just like in 1978, my husband and I was transformed from a revolutionary black nationalist to a new African when I met this man. The Pontiac brothers, I had a relationship with them. I met with them because of my husband and how he the Pontiac brothers, blood 1978. That was not a riot. That was a we go out and speak or demonstrate or whatever it is. We're a little older, so we be asking you to demonstrate. We talk about, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. If you know anybody or have somebody in your family who is in prison, who's ever been locked up. But we are a people that are behind prison bars right here. So we definitely are. Our brothers all over there. Rebecca Hallmeyer, remember her name, Elise Mount, because she saw that he was ill and he needed to get out, because we did that years ago with a compassionate release. But finally, and as I said, in terms of the attorneys, and a lot of people, this is not that it's an own attorney, but just like the Pontiac case, the lawyers that came together, we have to dictate what their defense should be. It should be put the state on trial, not these brothers. It is ridiculous. It started with 16, it started with 65 black men. They were saying 65 black men killed three white guards. Ridiculous. And then finally they reduced it and reduced it, and it came to be those 17 young men.
Yeah.
We were in the courtroom. We struggled with them. We engaged their mothers and their fathers. Many of them are dead today. So it's about what is it that you're going to do other than talk about it? You've got to get involved.
Do it.
You've got to focus on whatever you have decided is the avenue you're going to take, and then you got to bring in the people. You got to bring them in. And don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Many people in churches across this land have people who are in prison. They don't want to talk about it. They are ashamed. They are ashamed. This is my natural brother. I am his older sister. they have done. I know he was transformed, and he is among the few people who has denounced this country as a new African. He is one.
The brother had three life sentences. And we worked with the lawyer. She had when he found the lawyer, got the lawyer, then we began to politicize the lawyer. Your lawyer is nothing but your mouthpiece. All lawyers are not like solo or lady right here. He became a lawyer and he started working. But his brother is great. He's a great legal minded. Then when we finally got him released on capacity release, he was a fourth stage COPD patient. He couldn't breathe hard. Only 10% of his lungs. Then I said, never give up. Look, we're not giving you out to die. We're giving you out to live. So then we contacted Northwestern who did the first two double lung transplants. Got our foot in the door. So he's on the list now. Any day now to get a double lung transplant. Because when the state thought they were killing him, God made him come alive.
Right.
And my wife talked about, see, we're not just ordinary revolutionaries. We're preachers. And we are ministers. Because, you know, one of the things that I like to tell people that Jesus was the greatest political prisoner that I know. Because he really gets the Roman government. So, you know, whether you believe or not, but he was a political prisoner, and that's what it has something to do with your conscience, how you think. You know, that people want to get some stuff too.
I want to back to that again. Can we do that?
Real quick, brother, I want to get to the other voices of the planet real quick and touch on this question and see if they can answer it. This question was, what efforts are needed to address the political conditions Black people are experiencing in this day and time? Any other panelists that you haven't yet heard of yet?
Yeah, I know.
Share.
Just
make it to the table. I'm moderate, so I got to get everybody
to
so.
And that speaks to the question that this brother raised back here in terms of, are we in a movement or are we in a moment? The question was, what efforts are needed? What do we need to do? Some folks ask, you know, this is students in the room, it's folks in the room, you know, what efforts are needed to, you know, see and continue to pick up the baton for one and then to continue the liberation struggle to see, you know, colonized people free in this land.
We gotta meet people where they at. You know, one of our matches we say the Black Panther Party Cubs is we gotta turn the communities into classrooms. A lot of times I think, you know, struggle or the movement is seems like, you know, the cliche is wait till Black History Month come, wait till, you know what I'm saying? Ironically, wait till the ruling class. Again, we need time to keep our ear to the ground. See what's phenomenal to people. We're in different points of unity. We have to distinguish the revolution from the war. We have to recognize that there's a difference in the war and the revolution. You know, war, you have two occupying armies. You suit up and you boot up and you get out and you get out. Revolution, when you gain the minds and participation of the masses of the people. It's a term they use, like in Chicago, in particular with street tribes. You see, like, are you hooked up on the street organizations or are you neutral? Their position is being waged upon us. You know, we can look at case examples throughout Africa. We can look at Vietnam. You know, see, with Ho Chi Minh and Giap, they utilized the bumblebees. You know, so we had a climate during the 65 power movement of the 60s, where it was a common conversation. You know what I'm saying? When Annie was up, it was entertained. James Brown forced to come out and say, I'm Black and I'm proud. It's like a whole different song playing at first. H.R. Brown, I know this is Mal Jamal Lamine, who literally drove down off and said, but you better go back to the studio with that guy talking about. James Brown came back and told him, I'm Black and I'm proud. It was fine. He didn't do without a fight. Black Stone Reigns took over national stands, Black Stone Nation. Medical system. So give rap revolution, they were perfect allies. We have to try this for every discussion, for every point of unity. We have we refer to as the Black Panther Party Club code of coach, the code of coach. That's what that is. And too many of us the same thing for some rap become us a bling bling. A lot of, in other words, we don't look for this idea, this quote unquote conscious rap. You know what I'm saying? We don't put the onus responsibility on leadership. In fact, there was an interview I asked Malcolm X before, to Malcolm X, Jackie Robinson disagrees with your position about violence. Malcolm said, wait a minute, we don't hold no Bob Hope and no Marilyn Monroe as your spokespersons. So we said, so we have to have a place within the land, points of unity. We have the code of conduct. We have certain gaps in line, certain point, you know, so we approach the peace from a realistic point of view. We just had things now. Just 2 days ago, Inglewood, south side of Chicago, phenomenal mobilization. You know, phenomenal. You know, so we, I mean, this was not the usual suspect. This was not the state sanctioned spokespersons that the ruling class give us to be our spokesperson. This is those who just really feel the heat. And there was some contradictions. And we had to deal with those contradictions. You heard, you seen different banners with names like, you know, Mr. Larry Hoover, names like, you know, Imam Malik. There were old, like, some energy came up. And we had to deal with that. We came out with the mantra of free them all. So we got, again, and that code of conduct was applied. You know there's a difference here. What point of unity can we relate to? We have the educational ethic. That is the saying, as good as Jewish Pinu said, that we should take the bourgeoisie skills and make it work in the interest of the mass. In so many cases, the ruling class, dudes, they talk about in Africa, they call Africa the brain drain. They take our best talents, our best resources, and make it work in the interest of the ruling class. You've seen cases like Castro, when he had the scholarships getting gay health care. So we got to this is a great example of what we're doing today. You know what I'm saying? University of Chicago, this type of education. Again, we got the schools, the universities, the alternative education ethics. So in essence, in every nook and cranny of the community, you know what I'm saying? And it's put our ear to the ground and study the people. Because again, in many cases, we think we're going to have a gift rap revolution in terms of, you know what I'm saying? We negate the fact that we are at the disadvantage of a non-acknowledged war. Again, a non-acknowledged war. Other communities, they have afforded the luxury. Nazi Germany, it's acknowledged that the Nazi Germany created the ghettos. They have flipped the script on us to make it like we created the ghettos. It's the music. I'm using that term loosely. These are this propaganda bombs. So you know what I'm saying? So we have to, again, take what we got, and again, we have to politicize it and not look at politics in this conventional, stereotypical sort of way. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's like I think there's your brother talking about liberal earlier. It was a conscious level during the Black Power Movement in the 60s. Will be able to distinct Philly and race. Reactionism, revolution. We have to do that. Even our terms are how we relate to the people, all of that. You know, as opposed to saying somebody is a dope thing, they were there demoralized. And constantly when we took out each other for concentration camps.
And I like when you talk about like terms, because that's important.
his mother, we had the chairman prayer at Uhura House on 54th and Austin. And we had these discos on the weekend. And we would have dollar discos if there was no situation in the community to catch and get into it. Then we would give out free disco passes and if people came back with proof that they wanted to go visit a prison, whether it be the Mumia Abu Jamal, Sunday Adekola, or their brother, or their sister. And his mother, he was a child. His mother was kept on saying that the child's father went to prison. And she thought it was schematic. I kept on saying, no, he didn't go to prison. He was taken. He was kidnapped. And the young man reminded me of it. He said, I remember as a child, he said, at first I thought she was kind of going in hard with my mother. He said, but you stood on that. He said, that's exactly how they do his father. See, all children come from Texas. They see the father, just their father, their mother's daughter, so on and so forth. Asada Shakur talked about how when her daughter came to visit, and she was at the glass, looking at her mother, Asada, like, why you just can't come out? So that, you know what I'm saying, that fixed up the mind of the people. We just said the term was kidnapped, you know what I'm saying? We must use brutal terms for brutal realities. You know what I'm saying? So again, if we can't afford to engage these euphemisms, you know what I'm saying? It's being oppressed is embarrassing. So a lot of times we go along with the ruling class, like, jiving ourselves about this here. You know what I'm saying? Gotta constantly be consistent with the brutal terms. And look, we had a class struggle yesterday, 2 days ago. A lot of cases. Now we doing this. Am I still there? Hold on. Y'all forgive me. I'm horrible with this technology. Y'all forgive me. We're doing a march, right? And it's the peace march on Inglewood, south side of Chicago. And the class struggle, like even the terms we use again. And then we talk, like, I recall when I was one of the times I was the Iron, a delegation with Pan Africa, Ramon Africa, about Mumia Abu Jamal. And I had met Bernadette Devlin of IRS, and she recalled, she said, how much respect we have for the past part. And she remembered the time I was like, this is a self-doctor, can't bring it happen. She took it to my heart. And the respect she had, she said, I recall seeing you a child.
Having a free breakfast program, free healthcare clinic, particularly among the youth. And therefore, we see the wholesale importation and distribution of narcotics in our community. Therefore, we see this demand being ignored in this evolution, even in the revolutionary movement. So we have to meet it early on, like Chairman Fair said, but we have to get in the system. We have to get in the game because the bottom line is this here. We got to change that mindset to a revolutionary mindset.
Yeah, come on with it.
Remember,
Ernest, you said it many, many years ago. If you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions.
revolution.
revolutionary movement happening in the streets as of now to this day. It's our responsibility to be a part of that. It's our responsibility to share that information to people on the streets.
And even as recent, you know, folks who was involved in urban rebellions, you know, even them folks who've been killed, who've been murdered by the state, who in jail, for, you know, and being neutralized and for resistance, as early as Ferguson, Missouri, as early as George Floyd, like people are really, my friend is not, you know, based on 20 years of something that he was real active. So, you know, it's very real, even today.
That
these things
that happen out of historical context is very present. I just want to say, I'm just so happy to see these young people. I'm just so happy to hear you. So give yourself a hand. Y'all. I'm all my friends. I'm just sitting here having a great time. Thank you very much, y'all.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose new faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the Vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing with tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand that people out here and all this bullshit out here, you can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You matter consider yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, below the valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleaver. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing. We're always practicing. We're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out an educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, and a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLs, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come to Bullet Town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can sue me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even being here at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
2 centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation, and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances, which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living bed. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the founding fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people, for the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century, and the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities in the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive for profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer.
The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in the leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living death. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I said again. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.